Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps player Mickey Funson. Well, Mickey, I suppose we'll start with that game on Friday night, and Finn Harps lost with the last kick of the game against Drogheda.
Yeah, very disappointing end of the game. I think everybody had settled for a draw, and it was kind of bizarre the last couple of minutes. There was, 6 minutes of injury time played, and Drogheda man sent off in that time. Lucchesi was sent off for harshly. Harps had a penalty claim. And then Harps themselves had a man sent off. Webster was sent off for a second yellow on a deemed to be a foul. And then Dean Massey stepped up with an incredible free kick to win it. From a Drogheda point of view, you can say, nothing Mark McGinley could do about the free kick. It really was a peach of a free kick. But surely from a Finn Harps point of view, it was very disappointing. It was a very soft free kick awarded by the ref, Derek, and it was just, it was a very disappointing result. At the end of it, I think both sides probably, in all honesty, had settled for a draw, even though in the game, Drogheda had a couple of really good chances, and Mark Antony made a couple of really good saves. But, at that stage, when you're talking 90-plus minutes, the free kick was given away, everybody would have been happy with a draw, but Dean Massey, and he did it the week before against St Pat, so they knew that he had that in his locker, and it was a cracking free kick.
And how much will that late goal hurt those players then?
That'll be a knock, and the knock-on effect of Webster being sent off is, I'd say, the one that Ollie is really be kind of disappointed about. Anybody can lose a football match, but it's just obviously, not having Webster for tomorrow night's game in Waterford will be a massive blow, captain, leader. So that'll be the thing that'll disappoint Ollie. But players know the games are coming thick and fast, and obviously this is where now, where your part time really does kind of affect you. You need to get recovered well, and hopefully they can travel well to Waterford. And as I said, Waterford are in a good place. They would beat 1-0 the Derry. So hopefully Waterford are hurting more than Harps.
Yeah, and was the late goal a fair reflection of the game then, do you reckon?
At that stage, Drogheda did definitely have the better of the chances, and I say Mark Antony, and then the first half in particular, made an absolute worldly save. How he kept it out, I would say nobody knows, only him. But, when it came to, you're talking 94 minutes I think he scored, you probably, and after you were denied a penalty claim, Harps will definitely feel hard done by that they didn't get anything out of the game. But nobody knows better than Ollie and Paul. You have to move on quickly. You can't feel sorry for yourself in football and sport.
Yeah, and you touched on it now. A trip to Waterford up next for Harps. Is that a good game to help them bounce back?
This will be a tricky one now. Just after, as I said, losing Webster, they're going to have to rejig at the back. They've got Sudoku back for that game, and now their back pairing has kind of been gone again with Webster being out. So that it's going to be a really tricky away fixture for them.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've played in Waterford a few times in your career. What's it like going down there to play?
Waterford's like everything. It's a tough run down the road, especially when they're in a bit of influx. A couple of players missing on Friday night, so you're really not going to be sure of what their starting 11 is going to be. So in that way, it's going to be tricky for Ollie to prepare the players. So, but I've always had really good joy in Waterford personally myself, and hopefully tomorrow night when the game goes, the lads can have the same.
Yeah, hopefully so. We'll touch a bit now on Derry City. Then they got their third win of the season on Friday night. They beat the team we were just talking about there, Waterford, by 1-0.
Yeah, they beat Waterford 1-0. From a set play, Doug Boyce got the goal. But Waterford played quite well in that game, and to be fair, Derry actually played good football. I suppose they're coming on the back of the result of their 1-1 draw with Shamrock Rovers, so they're actually going really well at the moment, Derry now. So Derry were definitely good for their one anyway, 100%. But as I said, Waterford have performed better in recent weeks.
And you touched on it there, Donegal's Ronan Boyce got the goal. Isn't that good for Donegal football, Mickey?
That's good for Donegal football. That's what it's all about. You love seeing young fellas, especially when he was rewarded with that contract, that 3.5-year contract. Adds a little bit of pressure to him. He's probably delighted to get it. So, to get a goal, for him, sometimes in your head as a young player, you kind of justifies it. I can do this and get the confidence up. And as I said, the more Donegal players playing at the higher level is good for soccer in Donegal.
Yeah, and Derry themselves, they haven't picked up a home win yet, and they've seen Pats at home on Monday night, and the Waterford result give them the confidence to beat Pats.
Absolutely. I have no doubt why, really, because as I said, they went to Tallaght Stadium the week before and they were harshly done by a dubious goal that Shamrock Rovers got. As I said, the throw in went out on the half an hour, they took it at the 18-yard box. So Derry are definitely a team, you know, full of confidence now since Rory and Raf have come in there. And there's no reason why, even though St Pat's got a late one of themselves on Friday night, they'll be on a high too. But, you know, Titans up the top there, the league at pulls Shamrock Rovers back a little bit. So, you know, no, I have confidence in Derry. I would, you know, worst case scenario, I'm sure they're hoping for a draw.
Yeah, and Sligo Rovers, they've closed the gap on Shamrock Rovers after they beat Longford. Those teams play each other next. How big of a game is that?
Yeah, that's probably, you know, obviously I've got my Fun Harps hat on, but that's the game tomorrow night is obviously Sligo travelling to Tallaght to play Shamrock Rovers. You know, if they can possibly beat them, they go above them. So that is really going to be interesting to see how the champions react now to obviously being beat by Dundalk. You know, that's takes this incredible, what is it, on a 33 on game run to an end for them. So they'll have to start afresh, and it really will be a test for, you know, for them and their mentality. But look, they have quality and depth. They can shake about the squad, you know, for Monday or tomorrow night's fixture. So no, it'll be interesting. Sligo are flying. No, scored two really good goals the last night themselves against Longford. So no, that is the tie of the week or of Monday night.
Is it too early to say that that's a 6-pointer?
Probably from a Sligo point of view, it is. You know, if you go up there and make sure you're definitely not beat, would be a great travel on away, especially when the fixtures are coming thick and fast. You know, on a Monday night to travel to Tallaght to pick a point. You know, Sligo, probably like every team will be going for three, but if they could get a point and keep it as it is and keep on the cuff of Rovers for as long as they can, it'll do them in good stead. But it definitely probably is a 6-pointer, more so from a Sligo Rovers point of view. As I said, Shamrock Rovers, you know, they have the squad to get momentum, and when fixtures come thick and fast.
Yeah, we touched a bit on Sligo or Shamrock Rovers' unbeaten run being ended then. Do you reckon that'll bring them back down with a bang, or will they use that as extra motivation to kick on again?
Yeah, for Stephen Bradley's side, he's got a really good group of players. That'll give them extra motivations, but it just shows, like, you know, when Dundalk sometimes, when the ship rocks, no matter if you've good quality or not, it can affect you. And, you know, I'm really, really going to be looking forward to this game tomorrow night to see how Rovers react. And as I said, Sligo have a great balance of youth and experience on that side, and their confidence is up and their tails are up, so it'll be good when the two of them come together. Hopefully it doesn't disappoint us.
Yeah, and then, Mickey, I suppose, looking from the other side then, from the Dock, how big of a result is that for them?
Well, I said it before, Dundalk, you know, often you go 10 games in, we're 11 games in now, as I previewed it on Thursday, and, you know, and say Dundalk are in a false position. They really are with the squad they have. I know they have their problems at the back and obviously off the field as well, but they're a fantastic group of players, and hopefully now, for Jim, that'll get his side just that mental confidence again to say, you know, we are Dundalk and we are better than where we are. And that, for me, I would imagine, will push them on, you know.
Yeah, and finally, Mickey, then it's Bohemians against Dundalk then. Both sides just level with the same number of points and everything. Will this be another game where you kind of think, well, this is kind of a 6-pointer to see who can get into the European places?
Yeah, this is actually another really good battle. You know, Bohs actually, you know, feel really harshly. It was a harsh penalty against them giving away on Friday night. So they definitely will be going there with a, you know, with a what sort of a bit of a chip on their shoulder after the result, you know, on Friday night. And Dundalk are coming on a high. So it's another good, interesting one.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of action to keep us entertained on Monday. Mickey, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.